Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Often hear the phrase, jack of all trades, master of none.
Mm.
Some people like to try and roll that out and joke about it, but I don't think that really applies to certain industries. Like we mentioned before, a pilot, that's not something you should be like just trying to throw your hand at without the proper training.
No, you don't try and wing it, even though that is part of piloting.
Yeah, exactly,
you just don't
right.
do it.
Yeah, I think being a captain of a ship is definitely another one, but the one that would definitely have to stand out the most out of all those would be something in the medical profession.
Yeah. It's surprising that we don't ask to see, like, a surgeon's credentials.
Exactly.
Most of the time, you meet the surgeon while mm-hmm. you're already on the table there.
And he introduces himself.
The anaesthetic is already at play, and the surgeon walks in and goes, g'day, I'm going to be the person cutting you open today. Just trust me, I know what I'm doing. Okay, sure.
Something that doesn't help is the movies like Catch Me If You Can, where he's basically Frank Abagnale Jr., Leonardo DiCaprio is impersonating doctors, lawyers, all sorts of pilots and stuff throughout the whole movie. Or maybe the TV series The Pretender, where he just pretends to do stuff.
I had to show my ID at a chemist just to get like cold and flu tablets, but then someone can just walk in and just start operating on me, and it's just like... Maybe that's why some doctors hang up their certificates in the background.
Yeah, just about.
Look at this. Look at that. That's where I've been.
Yeah.
I studied. I know what I'm doing.
In Pakistan, there's something similar to that has happened, unfortunately. A former hospital security guard has been caught impersonating a doctor 2 years after he was fired as a security guard.
What? So he's been fired as a guard and he's hung around the hospital and pretended he's a doctor. So nobody who worked there realised it. Did he just whack a fake moustache on? How did they not realise?
That's what I thought. I was in Lahore in Pakistan, so he's been fired. I don't know if he's just decided to come in one day and be like, you know what, I don't know if being a doctor go. I've seen Google, I've been on YouTube, I've worked out how to do things. But
was he getting paid? Like, how did he even...
I have no idea. Bizarre. There was one particular patient that was in emergency and he's just sort of hung around the hospital and he managed to convince them that he was a doctor. So he's got a hold of the scrubs. He's done the Richard Kimball and put the whole gear on, grabbed all the scrubs and convinced them to pay him a couple of thousand rupees to do surgery on some boils on this woman's back.
Oh, no.
A couple of thousand rupees. What do you reckon that works out to be, Australian?
I have no idea.
$35. Oh. They probably thought they were getting a good deal. Like, oh, that's a bargain. Unfortunately, he also had like an OT technician as well that helped him out with the surgery. He actually went ahead with everything and cut them off. And then even after the surgery, post-surgery, went to check the bandages at this person's house for the next couple of days.
Oh, my God. Please tell me this man has been arrested and thrown in prison or something.
Finally, things just didn't sort of add up. It's like, hang on a second, I don't think this is a bit of a butcher job when it comes to this sort of thing. So they did eventually catch up with him. But at first, as you would imagine, you know, he's someone who has no qualifications whatsoever. When they tried to get a hold of him for comment, this is all they got out of him in the end. Yeah, I think his name was Mr. Dr. Zoidberg, he said his name was.
All right, okay.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
On the weekend, it was back. Last year it got cancelled due to COVID-19, but this year it made a triumphant return, the Aldi snow gear sales.
Big leagues right there, buddy.
Oh,
big
man,
leagues.
People go crazy for this. There were people lined up at some stores as early as 6:45 in the morning just to try and get their hands on some El Cheapo snow gear.
Yeah, I know. I was talking about this last week about the preparations that were happening because this was going to happen. Don't tell me it went worse than expected, even though they're preparing for it.
Surprisingly, it went really well.
Oh, okay.
Because I think a lot of people, either they got concussed in the previous sales and didn't want to go back for another shot at it, or they just went, oh, stuff it, it's too cold to get out of bed for this.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was pretty subdued.
Okay.
I don't know what it was like at the Naruma or the Batemans Bay Aldi stores. I don't know if they had much of the snow gear there, but at some of the bigger Aldi stores in Sydney, like at Bankstown Airport and the Westfield at Chatswood, there was mass queues. And, like, you got to admire people's tenacity when it comes to this snow gear sale. Like, this girl, she got in early. She walked away with a bargain.
Ski pants, gloves.
Cleaned up.
Yep, there was only four. So
you have to apologise for the rest of the line.
Sorry, guys. I'm not really sorry.
I admire your honesty. So she did all right, but then you had this poor bugger who, again, he was stuck in a queue for ages, finally got in, managed to get some snow gear. However...
oh no, you've got the wrong size.
And now I've got to do the queue again.
He bought the wrong size. Oh, but yeah, like you mentioned last week, they had to hire extra security because they were expecting that people would be fighting it out trying to get those ski pants.
I reckon there's like researchers behind glass just conducting an experiment to weed out like the alpha males and females from the rest, just to do like a human experiment to see, how, you know, four pairs of something. That's just, come on.
Yeah.
That's rough.
So, yeah, good success for Aldi this year with their snow gear sale. Obviously, crowds a little more subdued and no reports of any fighting, which is, you know, good for Aldi. Unfortunately, this guy, he missed out on a paycheck because they had him on standby on the microphone just to go.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Didn't even need him for the snow gear sale this time.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
I'd say probably just in the last 10 years, the dating landscape has just changed ridiculously. Like, online dating was around when I was a wee whippersnapper getting about, but now it's just the human contact has been taken almost completely out of it.
Mm.
Like, what happened to meeting people out and about? Now it's just like, all right, we'll get this app. We'll swipe one way. If you swipe this way as well, then look at that. All of a sudden we've got a match, and then that's how it works.
Yeah. Technology's made things very convenient. You can order food direct to your door. You can get a car delivered direct to your door. And now you can pretty much get a person delivered direct to your door if you're feeling a bit randy.
Yeah, and that's the thing though with these apps, because obviously you don't even know if you're meeting that exact person that it's got in the app. You could just like take a picture of some other person off the internet, put it there, and go, "Oh, that's who I make up this fake profile." It's just,
yeah, if you want to do a bit of catfishing, sure.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called these days. But Tinder, they're always trying to update their apps to make things safer, and the latest update is the "Are you sure" feature on Tinder.
Okay.
So basically, what it involves is before you're about to send a message, it's just like, you get a message that comes up before you send a message, whatever you're saying, "Are you sure you want to send this message?"
Oh, I thought it was like the question they ask you as you're signing up for Tinder.
Are you sure
you want to debase yourself by using Tinder?
Yeah. It's not that other one where people like cheat on their partners. That app was a few years ago. That was a massive thing about 5 years ago. But this one, so basically they're trying to stop people from sending inappropriate messages, either be photos or all sorts of stuff. So it's basically like it's saying, "Are you sure? Maybe you've had a couple of beers. Are you sure you really want to push send on this message?"
And they think this is going to do what? This is going to protect people?
I guess they think it's going to do that, because apparently it's actually artificial intelligence technology to detect harmful language. So it's like a warning.
Right.
It's like them saying, "You can send this message, but if it's inappropriate, we'll know, and you could be booted off and be in a bit of trouble."
But it should say, if that's the case, if it wants to try and get people to rethink sending a message because there'll be some sort of consequences, it should have a pop-up that says, "Are you sure your mum might find out about this?"
Exactly right.
You know what I mean? They're like, "Oh, Jesus, mum, yeah, okay, I better not send that."
I kind of think about this feature, like, just, I always think of Eddie Maguire, where he's just like, well, they're like, "Yeah, lock in that one." He's like, "Are you sure? Are you sure you want to lock that one in?"
I think Eddie Maguire himself should have had a few of those "Are you sure" pop-ups with some of the comments he's made
couldn't
over the years.
Couldn't use that, couldn't he?
Yeah.
A little while ago on social media as well.
Longer.
But yeah, so Tinder's saying they're always trying to innovate when it comes to safety and everything like that, and basically giving users a way to make it safer on there, so all of a sudden if someone's sending inappropriate things, they'll know. And they actually said they've been testing this for a little while now.
Oh, okay.
In the early testing phase, more than 10% it showed, so a drop in 10% of inappropriate messages. So it is actually having somewhat of
an effect. It's having an impact, okay.
Yeah. The only thing is, though, obviously, when that starts to happen, what happens to pickup lines then? All of a sudden, these pickup artists that like to use those pickup lines, they're in a bit of trouble. So mainly, I fear for this guy and his safety.
"I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party." The party. The pants with the pants. Party with pants.
Yeah, he's going to get booted.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.